It doesn't work for me. I gotta have more cowbell.
Your balls are showing.
Thank you for pressing the self-destruct button.
Maniac is imminent. Request advice.
With a firm tone of voice, command Maniac lie down with hands behind back.
Well, that was a nice move, dumbass.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha!
I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I always say if you don't feel like a pervert, you ought to act like one.
Upload everything. I want to get it all on the internet tonight.
This is my boomstick! The 12-gauge double-barreled Remington. S-Mart, top of the line. Find this in the sporting goods department. That's right, this sweet baby was made in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Details for about $109.95. Got a walnut stock, cobalt blue steel, and a hair trigger.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You got one person online, the workload is enough for like 10 users. I think we got a hacker.
I want to get online. I need a computer.
I can carry nearly 80 gigs of data in my head. Implant, wet wire. I had to dump a chunk of long-term memory.
Did you bring me a monkey?
Leroy Jenkins!
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Warning, warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
It's
Spankwagon Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, and you know what that means, don't
you? Time to get my spank on?
Something like that. It is
Spankwagon Radio!
With your host,
Murphy, who's adjusting his mic.
He's like knobbing his mic.
Alright,
I got Murphy, you got Trench.
Otherwise known as B-Cup.
Fuck you, asshole.
Man, I sound really low tonight.
Adjust your volume.
No, I think it's I can hear it sounds a little I don't want to say tinny. I sound a little,
well, you always do sound
high
like
on the treble.
Hi. Kick him in the nuts. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, and you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spankwagon Radio.
As I said, I'm Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
And let's not forget our engineer. Yes, of course. Leroy.
Thank you,
Jenkins.
Leroy.
Ah. We got a lot of shit to do this week. We don't have boobies in the studio second week in a row, but we have a lot of shit to do.
No boobies, but we got stuff.
Actually, let's rephrase this. We do, in fact, have boobies.
They're just yours.
Well, no, not in studio. Let's cover site news real quick before we go into stuff. Real quick, spankwagon.net is the official site, and if you want to play along with us here in the studio, there's several ways to do so. First off, if you're listening live, head over to spankwagon.net. Click on the button that says Cam and Chat on the left-hand side. What you're going to be able to do is see us. We have the webcam up and running. You can also chat with us live in the IRC room. Also, if you're a little more technically leet, you can join us by going to irc.slashnet.org.
Where you'll find other people that have never kissed a girl.
And the room is Pound LV Rocks. So you can join us. We really are going to want the interaction tonight. We've got a couple good games going on, and we're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
Oh, it's interactive time tonight, kids.
It's always interactive time tonight. All right, so here's what else we got going on. On the website, spankwagon.net, which is the official home of Spank Wagon Radio.
Did you just say official?
Official.
Official.
Official home of Spank Wagon Radio. You can go ahead and do two things. One, we have Booby the Game that we're going to extend one more week. I'm not liking the amount of guesses we have.
Nope, me neither.
What we need to do, there are some a beautiful set of boobs.
Titties, boys. Titties.
The whole reason the internet really was invented.
The internet is for porn.
We've discussed this, and
yes,
we know
have.
This for a fact. Here's the thing. You go to the site, click on the Boobies the Game, or Booby the Game, off the left-hand column again, and tell us how old do you think that person is based upon
what you see,
their boobs,
which would be titties. You know, I had a problem for a couple of days there. It was like I couldn't put a comment in there. I tried, and the comment
I shut off
there.
The old one, and I started up a new round.
Oh, good.
I started up a new comment area. So basically what you'll do is you'll be able to vote on some boobies and try to figure out. Now, there's a prize associated. So the person who actually comes closest without going over wins a prize, and we will let everybody know what that is next week.
Yep.
Also on there, we have the Frapper map. Now, I know it sounds really disgusting, but actually what it is, it's a map. If you're a Spankwagon listener, from our podcast to our syndicates or to the live, go to that. Put a pushpin in the maps telling us where you're at, because we're always really interested where our listeners are actually from.
Please, tell us where you spank.
And it is completely anonymous, so you only submit what you want to submit. Think about that.
Yeah.
All right, with that being said, I think we...
We got to do a little something tonight.
Yeah, let me just cue that up, that little something up, since we'll get it out of the way right now.
Well, it's not really something we can get out of the way.
Well.
It is now time in Spankwagon Radio, where we honor our celebrities by giving you the dead celebrities of the week. This week's dead celebrity,
Chris Penn.
Related to Sean Penn, even.
Yep, he is Sean Penn's older brother. He was found dead this week at the age of 41.
Died of a heart attack.
Died of a heart attack. Doctors said no foul play was involved, but he did have a history of illness and of heart disease.
Drug abuse?
Drug abuse. Oh, yes. Very much so.
Now, for those of you who don't know who Chris Penn is, let's...
Whoa. Wait a minute. Who does not know the body of work that is Chris Penn? Who does not know the stunning actor, yet unrecognized talent that is Chris Penn?
I don't.
You don't know who Chris Penn is.
I don't know who Chris
Let
Penn
me
is.
Give
I'm only,
you,
no, I'm only playing the bit because you want
to. Let me
it.
Give you a little hint to where you will best find our friend Chris Penn.
Okay. Kevin Bacon died?
No, he's not Kevin Bacon. He played the cowboy who couldn't dance in Footloose. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, rather than just... Wow, that was weird. Rather than just doing Dead Celebrity of the Week, this week we would like to dedicate the entire show to the memory of Chris Penn.
One guy who's had...
Oh my gosh, let's see the full Chris Penn filmography here. Let's see here. 2005, Palindromes. 2005, The Ultimate Sports Collection. I'll just name the movies here. Starsky and Hutch, Masked and Anonymous, Shelter Island, Murder by Numbers, Redemption, Stealing Harvard, American Pie 2, Corky Romano, Rush Hour 2, Cement, Deceiver, One Tough Cop, Rush Hour 1, The Florentine, The Boys Club, Trial of a Serial Killer, Cans Man, Fist of the North Star, the live-action movie. Let's see, Mulholland Falls, The Funeral, Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar, Under the Hula Moon, Imaginary Crimes, Beethoven 2nd, Best of the Best 2, Josh and Sam, Shortcuts, True Romance, The Music of Chance, Leather Jackets, Reservoir Dogs, Future Kicks, Mobsters, Best of the Best, Made in the USA, At Close Range, Footloose, The Wildlife, At All the Right Moves, and Rumblefish. This is not just some bit actor. This is a man who encompasses everything that acting is. And tonight, it is Spankwagon Chris Penn.
Do you have, like, a hard-on for this guy or something?
Dude, he's one of the greatest actors in the history of mankind.
Okay. All right. Back to reality for this special edition of Spankwagon Radio. Okay.
A tribute edition.
Everybody's like, I don't remember him. Well, Jenny's like, I don't remember him in Murder by Numbers. Fuck, I don't remember him in Rush Hour 1 or 2.
He's there.
As what?
Much like Gene Hackman is in every movie ever, Chris Penn is there.
Oh, no. This is going to become like some sort of stupid Chuck Norris thing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, you don't know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you mean?
I do not know what you're talking about.
You do not know what I'm talking about.
Nope. Yeah, I know. I know what you're talking about, Chuck Norris. But I know Chris Penn is the arguably the greatest actor to ever walk the face of the earth.
Okay, well.
I mean, his part in Corky Romano alone as playing the Mafia brother was just incredible.
Wait, that was his title, the Mafia
brother.
Well,
no, he was one of the brothers of the three brothers, and okay. He was the Mafia brother.
Oh, and this is your hero.
Not my hero, just a person I feel is probably one of the greatest actors in the history of mankind.
I know, I think I can name one person who may not care about this one guy. You know, our engineer, our wonderful engineer, may not give a shit. Who's
hey,
our engineer?
Hey, engineer.
Leroy!
I don't think Leroy knows who he is. Leroy, you absolutely blow my mind. How can you be that stupid?
At least I have chicken.
Well, you can have chicken, but you don't know who Chris Penn is.
Well, whatever. Everybody's like, I remember. Well, Jenny,
see,
again,
now they're starting to remember.
If people remember this guy, that
he's
is
such
amazing.
A subtle actor that you don't, you forget that he's actually an actor, and you think, oh, he's supposed to be that. It's just the way it is. Incredible actor.
Why don't you take it? I'm having a little bit of problem right here.
Yeah, I know you are. And you know what? I just think that maybe we should move on. Or no, I could spout for a couple minutes. So let me tell you guys what's been going on in my life.
Oh, I've got stories to tell you in mine, too.
Yeah, let's see here. My kitchen is currently under construction and has been for the last 2 weeks.
Not good.
Yeah. Apparently what ended up happening was we just moved into a new place.
Okay.
And when they were putting the stucco up outside, some sort of finishing process, they put a nail through the... They put a nail through a hose.
Okay. Oh, you mean like a pipe?
Through a water pipe. And
okay. Not a hose, but an actual water
pipe.
Well,
no, it's actually a hose. When they show it to you, there's no such thing as metal pipes in this town. It's plastic piping. But, it's hose is all it is.
Okay.
So this was 2.5 years ago, and right. The water's been leaking. See, what happens is the nail goes through, and it seals. But once the nail rusts, the seal breaks, and the water starts leaking.
Right.
So this water's been leaking in the wall for 2.5 years.
Oh, not good.
So they had to rip out all the insulation, uh-huh. Rip out most of the kitchen itself. All the cabinets are gone. The island that the sink is in is gone. Mm-hmm. All gone. So our whole kitchen is surrounded in plastic. It looks like a hazmat lab.
Nice.
It's like a scene from E.T. down there. So we can't go down there. Plus, they've had big fans down there.
Negative air. Fans, yeah.
So there's no mold, keeping all the mold out. And so I've been living upstairs in my bedroom with my wife, kind of like I'm 13 years old again. I'm just not going out there. And all I'm doing is sitting on my bed, watching TV or playing. I got a PlayStation.
In other words, you have
too.
This big house and you just can't do anything
yeah,
with it.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. That sucks.
Yeah, but I don't have to pay rent this month, so that works out well. Plus, the home builder is they're paying for all of our food. So we get $100 a day in food allowance.
Because you have no kitchen.
Exactly.
Makes good sense.
So we took Scrobaka out to dinner, which was really kind of interesting. This is the beast with many mouths.
Yes.
The only way we could afford to take this man out was with someone else paying the bill. Went to Buffalo Wild Wings, one of my favorite places. I have to say, I do love the spicy garlic. Mm. I order 12 chicken, boneless wings. My wife orders 8. The kids each have the kids' meal and have 4 each. Scrobaka eats 50 fucking wings.
Jesus!
He orders... Well, no, I take that back. He ordered 50 wings and ate almost all of them and decided to take some home for later. But he ate the wings. We each had a beer, and then we had buffalo chips and played the trivia game. You know, they have the Antia Network. I wound up taking the first round, and he took the second, and both of us took it by last-second chances. And the second one, the one he won, of course, was the movie trivia one.
Of course, because he watches nothing but movies all the time. So or, that dude ate, okay, but how big are these little chicken? I mean, can
these
you
are,
give me a
these
sense
are good
of
size
scale?
Wings. These are
so
good
they're about
size
4
wings.
Inches long by.
I don't know. I mean, they range in size.
You know,
I mean,
but they're boneless chicken wings. So
no. He had the boned wings. We had the boneless ones.
Okay,
he had the regular chicken
wings.
Kind of
like, how the hell?
But still, dude ordered 50 of them.
Damn.
50 medium wings. Oh my god. Oh, and the only reason he stopped eating is because we were sitting by the door and he kept getting a blast of cold air and the wings were getting cold. But oh my god, this thing just stuffed it away.
That's a lot of fucking food, dude.
Dude can eat, man. I gotta tell you, when I first met him, I mean, he wasn't a small guy, but he was kind of built, you know, like I am now.
Right.
Now he's got to be at least 220, maybe even 240. I mean, he's a big guy, and dude can eat, man. Dude can eat.
Very interesting. Shitty news in my on my home front. Well, my little guy's been sick again. I swear, my son's been sick about every weekend of this month so far, with various things. But last weekend really sucked. We had to put my wife's cat down.
I heard about this,
and it was really tough for both of us. I could not believe how difficult it was for me to put a pet down. Here's the thing. Our cat Silky. Yes, it is a cat.
No. It's a
hold on.
Tonka truck with a fur coat.
It's a yes. Well, he was. When he was perfectly healthy male, he weighed about 15 pounds.
This was a big
and
fucking
pussy. And he wasn't fat. He was just a big fucking cat. So we finally noticed he's been getting thinner and thinner and thinner, and finally he just quit eating the past couple weeks. So basically what was used to be a 15-pound big fucking cat actually ended up being an only a 4.5-pound cat. So we had to put him down. Basically, I guess he had kidney failure. So very depressing week, because every time my wife flinches or she leaves like one of her black bags nearby, she thinks it's the cat and, you know, flinches a couple bit, you know, a little bit. Really tough. So I'm on the hunt now for a new cat.
Now, have you guys thought about a dog?
I don't think Vegas is proper for a dog. I really don't believe
what?
So, because of the heat and the temperature and the fact that they're more maintenance. I'm lazy.
Dude, as long as the dog can come inside, you know, you put a pet. You guys have a sliding glass door. You put a pet door in there. Dog goes in and out.
But he shits on the rocks.
Shits on the rocks. And I bring my kids over. You pay them $5 and they scoop up all the shit.
There you go. That may be a good idea for you, but to me, I don't know. I think it's just kind of inhumane. I just really do. Out here, when
then
it's
you take your dog for walks,
130
the
degrees
dog
outside, and you know. Let me rephrase this. I'm a lazy fucker. And I don't want to deal with it. A cat can damn near deal with himself.
Fucking cats.
Cats can deal with themselves. Cats shit on their own. You just have to clean the box. Cats are very wonderfully self-contained pets. The only thing that's probably a little more self-contained is a gerbil. And the only time a gerbil dies is when they get bored and try to kill themselves.
Or they get lodged up Richard Gere's ass.
Or they lodged up Richard Gere's ass.
Now, we have a dwarf hamster at home.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And he is probably the friendliest hamster I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen a hamster leap off of his wheel to get into someone's hands before, but this hamster loves to be held.
It's weird.
He's cool, man.
It's weird.
Digger.
Most hamsters like to hide.
Yeah.
All right. So basically, that's my depressing story for the week. You know, the fact that I had to put my cat down.
That
now,
sucks, dude.
I will say this, though. Claude actually wanted to get the cat carcass and the cat fur to actually go and have the cat stuffed at a taxidermist. You wouldn't want him stuffed because he was starting to lick some fur off, and he just didn't look all that good.
They could do some patchwork.
Yeah, really. He always wanted to have my cat stuffed to put on mantelpiece. He loved my cat. I didn't realize how much he loved my cat. It was kind of funny. Anywho.
Hey, I have a quick question for little Timmy out in the...
Yeah, little Timmy's talking about bookmarks.
No. Not little Timmy. Little Timmy.
Little Timmy,
are you a fan of our friend Lil Jimmy Norton? I'm just wondering. Whenever I see
know.
That Lil, I have to ask, because, yeah, you know, Lil Connor Peterson and Lil Jimmy Norton there. So just wondering. He can answer any kind he wants. You know, we're on that
Yeah,
delay.
I don't know who the little Timmy
Dude,
is.
Dude, what are you loading up over there?
Well, I'm loading up a little bit of audio. A little bit of audio for everybody to enjoy. You want to hear it?
No.
Okay, you will.
Bastard.
Legend has it he walks among us even now. A dreamer, alone in a world between dreams and reality. Was he always a fighter? Was he always a hero? What do we make of the young Chuck Norris?
Norris used his hands and his feet, and he kicked and he punched with his hands and his feet. And he kicked and he punched with Mr. Bruce Lee, a master of karate. Then he kicked and he flipped some more, back to Vietnam to settle the score. Don't forget Walker, Texas Ranger, when he kicked and he punched his way from danger.
But hey, let's turn back time to younger days.
he didn't even care. Way before his Hollywood fame, he slapped and punched himself a big name. He was known as Master Chuck. His last name was Norris and his first name was Chuck.
Roundhouse kick.
Chuck Norris.
Death hold grip.
Chuck Norris.
Mustache flip.
Chuck Norris.
Tender kiss.
Chuck Norris.
Fathers, let your daughters know. Dreams may come and dreams may go. But a man like Norris never dies. He lives forever in the children's eyes.
Young Chuck Norris.
The young Chuck Norris.
I don't get it.
Ah, you wouldn't. You wouldn't either. God damn it. All right, you're listening to...
Spankwagon Radio.
We got a lot of people in the chat room, and we got a lot of good listening. A lot of listeners out there. So here's what we're going to do. You're going to want to play in the next hour here, because in the second hour after the break... we are going to have a little contest.
A little game.
A little game that Smack has put together. Arnold.
Who's
or...
Smack?
Oh, yeah. Murphy. Arnold or Arnold. See, that's
the... Arnold or Arnold. That'll be the contest, kids. Arnold or Arnold.
Arnold or Arnold.
Begin your speculations.
We also have some new phone tricks to play with people. We also have Shitty Mini and Mad Props, so we're going to see how well that works out. I'm looking at my clock here. I know it's a little early, but I think I'd rather go to break early today. I don't know.
Let's play a little music then. I got some goodness here.
Well, actually, you wanna hear a really kick ass cover I ran across?
Yeah, play that one. Let's just do a single song break then, because I do want to hear this.
Okay, what we'll do is a single song break. We'll be back in a little bit. You're listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
Virtual One asking, what user list am I looking at? Can't I compliment the listeners that are willing to join the chat room? Is that so bad? Oh, well. Listen to this. It's a good song.
There's been a lot of talk about this next song. This song is not a rebel song. This song is Sunday. Bloody Sunday. I can't believe the news today. Can't close my eyes and make it go away. How long must we sing this song? How long? Too long. Too long. Tonight, we can be as one. Tonight. Broken bottles under children's feet. Bodies strewn across the goddamn streets. But I won't heed the battle call. It pushed my back up against the wall. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Let's roll. And the battle's just begun. This many lost, and come who has won. The trenches dug within our hearts. Mothers, children, brothers, sisters, torn apart. Sunday, bloody Sunday. How long must we sing this song? How long? Too long. Tonight, we can be as one. Tonight. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Let's roll it. Anyone who wants more details on my agenda can find them online. The web address is not very imaginative, but it's easy to remember. Park. Wipe the tears from your eyes. Wipe your tears away. Wipe your bloodshot eyes. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Let's roll.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back and you're listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
I'm Trencher.
And, oh yeah, I'm Murphy.
Yeah, you're Murphy. I gotta remember that. You don't have to remember that. I fucking have to remember that.
I swear I need a name tag.
You do. You absolutely fucking do. Yeah. Alright, what you just listened to was RX, I think it's like DJ RX, but I'm not sure, with the song Sunday, Bloody Sunday. Now, what he did was took sound sampling and clips
from a couple of speeches.
From a couple. He probably went back in the entire 6 years Bush has been in office. But
I think the first time I heard that was like about a year and a half ago. I think it was the first time I heard that.
No, the first time I heard it was like last week.
That's it. Yeah, it's really
cool.
It's
awesome. It's an awesome cover of Sunday, Bloody Sunday with stuff that George Bush has said. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, wow, why would he say Sunday, Bloody, Sunday... Yeah. Sunday Bloody or, time, just some of the words and some of the phrasing was pieced together so cleanly.
And the inflections in the voice.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's singing
it a lot. It sounds like he's singing the song. I mean, they sped up the tempo to match a talking instead of a singing, but that's an awesome, awesome song. So.
Uh-oh. Looks like our little love connection from last week we attempted might have gone awry. Apparently... Jenny's thinking about getting drunk, and Claude is standing by with cell phone.
Well, it sounds like the love romance is actually right where it needs to be.
I don't think it's anything about romance.
Well, maybe not.
Get the helmet.
Oh. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We got a lot of stuff I want to cover.
We got some good stuff today.
Second hour, a lot of stuff I want to cover. First thing I want to do, there's a site I've been checking out. It's called Phone Swarm. And I feel like we need to play with this a bit. Basically, what they have done is they have posted a payphone number. And they're telling people just to call the number and see who answers. So what I'm thinking about doing is going ahead and giving that number a call. And heck, even a little later, I might, I'll definitely give the web address. Actually, you can just go to Google and look it up in a little bit. But don't do it right now. Give us a chance to
us do it first.
Give us a chance to make this call.
Now, let me read this here, what they say here. This week's payphone location is 2365 Kalalakaua Avenue, Waikiki Beach, Honolulu, Hawaii. This phone number is of a current phone and is, as always, displayed via the logo.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. So let's
see what's going on here. See if I got the phone to dial. I don't think I got the phone.
There we go.
Okay, right. So we got the phone working. All right, so far so good.
Should be interesting.
I got to see who answers. I hope someone answers. This is a payphone on a beach.
Mm-hmm.
There are photos of a hot chick in a bikini on a beach at this very payphone. I can't believe it. What time would it be in Hawaii right now? Like 5 in the afternoon.
I think it's 6:30.
No.
I think they're an hour, a two. I don't know. Where's Tit when we need him?
Yeah, really. We're someone who actually knows this shit. Oh, this sucks.
Well, hold on. Let's give it a second.
Like I said, photos of hot chicks near the payphone.
Yeah, definitely. Now, this number is supposed to go all the way through to the 29th.
All right, well, we're going to drop that line right now.
Hmm.
So we'll try it again in a little bit.
Yeah, we'll
but basically, what it is, it's a payphone. That is that you can call to. Now these are and the funny thing about payphones that you can call to, they're going the way of the dodo, because come on, let's face it, who uses payphones really anymore? I mean, to be completely frank about it, payphones have been phased out. I know that on the East Coast they've been doing things to get rid of payphones, such as my favorite trick, they actually started putting rotary phones back in place. Because they feel that if you have a rotary phone, then, you drug dealers can't use it to dial people.
Yeah.
And then, of course, no one realizes the obvious thing. Cell phones. Huh.
Yeah.
Funny how that works out.
Hey, so. There is another phone number for the same basic area for another phone. Do you want to give that one a shot?
Well, what's the last digit?
Last two are 49.
All right. So let me go ahead and...
I think it's the same. Let's see here. 9049 are the last four.
Okay, let's give that a try. Let me dial that up again.
See if that works. It's an interesting concept to see if you can get people. Then just random.
I remember playing with a red box with a virtual one, and dialing long distance to Hawaii.
really kind of interesting.
That's the next one. Let's see how that pans out. I don't like the new phone at
and
the studio.
And Bert here says that they're 5 hours ahead, not 5 hours back. So it's like 2 a.m. there.
Oh. Hello?
I think they just hung it up.
Hello? Ah, oh, bummer.
Dude, hit the redial button, man.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. Let's...
And, you know, payphones come in handy if the 6 button on your phone is broken, too.
Yeah, really. Let's try that. Now, this is supposed to be a payphone.
Yeah, it's what is listed.
Three rings. So, someone hung it up. Someone picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
Aw, this is going to suck if this doesn't... You know, I was kind of hoping this one bit we could drag out a bit. We'll have to try back in a minute.
Yeah, we'll try another time.
We'll try a little later.
Yeah, try a little later. See if we can get some people to answer the phone.
Not really.
So, you know what, though? It could be a problem on our side. Let me see if I can wake up our engineer.
Yeah, let's...
There.
What is...
Hey, Leroy!
Leroy!
Dude, oh my God.
Yeah, I know.
Do you see what he's gotten there?
No, what?
Is that a whole bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Jesus.
Leroy!
He's on a sugar
Christ,
rush.
Leroy, thanks for, you know, playing down the stereotype.
Oh, I didn't even see that one coming because I wasn't paying attention to what you were doing. All right. Spankwagon Radio, we think we're all cool.
Spankwagon Radio, where we think we're cool and we just might be
we
right.
We just might be right. Okay, so basically, we need more people in the chat room because we're going to be doing shitty media and everything here in a little bit. We definitely need more listeners because, hey, we got a call.
We have a call?
Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Will you call my house for?
I'm sorry?
What you call my house for?
What number did I dial?
You call my house. Why you wake me up?
What number did I hit?
Yeah, you fucking fell for it.
No, not really.
No?
I was about to ask. Yeah, we were calling for your mother.
Yeah. What's up?
What's up, dude?
Not much. How are you been?
You know, and why would you be doing a Chinese voice on a beach in Hawaii?
That's actually Pigeon.
Pigeon?
Pigeon, yes. Look it up on the internet, man. It's Pigeon.
Okay. So what's up, Mr. Claude Balls?
For those of you
who don't know what he sounds like anymore.
Yeah, apparently my voice sounds different down here. It must be the humidity.
It absolutely has to be. I bet you got a pro-perm thing going on because of the humidity in your hair.
Oh, that would be great to see.
It is naturally poofy hair, yes.
Yes.
So, hey, I got a question for you there, bro. Looks like Miss Jenny's looking to get a little drunk there.
Are you looking to score some action?
I have no idea where in Houston she is, man. She says she's down by, like, Katy in the Woodlands.
You guys haven't met up yet?
No.
Okay, what do we need to do to expedite this for this evening? Because we would like to see if we can get you guys together.
Yeah, but if it's a two-hour drive, they'd be getting together just before the show went off the air, if not a little after. We tried this last week. You know what I'm going to do is I'm just going to send your information to her so she can call you and you can organize, you know, some time.
I haven't gotten an email from anybody.
I've been sending you emails.
To which address?
Well, to your Gmail address, of course. The only email address I know that works anymore.
The only email I got was when your cat died.
Well, that's the email he sent, so don't say you didn't receive any emails if you have, in fact, received emails.
Well, I meant about this subject right here.
Mommy, Daddy, please don't fight.
Hey, where's your cat, by the way? What'd you do with it?
Our cat, we took it to Banfield, and they destroyed the cat.
Where's it at now?
I have no clue.
I mean, where all destroyed like kitties up, go?
Yeah, really? An ashtray? I don't know.
It was a Hunter Thompson cat. They fired its ashes out of a cannon.
God, that'd be kind of cool, actually.
Dude, you need to stuff the cat, man. It'd be fucking awesome.
The cat is dead
dude,
now
that'd be
by
wrong.
A week.
That'd be wrong. Well, you know
what
we could do?
They keep them in a freezer for a while. Just go back, man.
They do not keep them in a freezer
Hey, can
for
I
while?
Take some yeah, video of your son going, no fear, no fear.
Yeah, really.
That'd be great.
If anybody gets that reference, you know, Pet Sematary, what year?
Oh, thanks, 89? Go ahead and put it out there.
89?
Hey, you know what, if they don't
if
get
anybody,
the jokes.
If someone gets a reference from 1989,
hey,
that isn't Batman.
Hey, let's throw this one out there and see if anybody else gets it. He's a willful young boy. Man, that's down. Oh,
yeah, well, it's your switch. You got
yeah, that's awesome. That sounds like Michael Jackson pickup
line. No.
He's a willful young boy.
Anyone who doesn't get that. No, anyone who doesn't get that just. It's. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, Jenny said that she mailed you off of the site, which means that you need to update your email on the site.
Or, okay, Jenny, so you could use the instant message feature. Or
We don't. I took that down because of abuse.
Oh, that's right.
You know, because Wonderful Spammers was getting into my system, and I do not like that. All right, so I got a question. Now, we spoke with our booby model, Jenny, and if I remember correctly, she did say she was a BBW.
Yeah, you know what? That's fine by me.
That's okay, NAP, not a problem.
Yeah, see, now here's the thing. I said, you know, I don't think it'd be a problem for him. I really don't. Can I ask a question, though?
Go right ahead.
Okay, are you going to buy a new shirt?
Am I going to buy a new shirt? Of course I am.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Now, more importantly, are you going to buy condoms and lube or just the lube?
Wow, tough call. Well,
I don't think
sure Walmart has it on sale.
Oh! No,
get some, like, Great Value brand or something.
Spread the HIV.
So. Jesus. Family-sized Vaseline.
Save money, get Crisco.
Yeah, but then you just see white stuff. You don't know what's going on. Here's the thing.
Could be the before or after photo.
Oh!
Hold on. Where's it at for that one? Need it for that one. That's a nice one.
Unreal.
Shot,
look,
man.
I would love rim job. I would love to get these guys together and get them on the air together. Can we set that up for next week? Can you and Jenny make a concerted effort to get together so that the both of you can be together at
you
the same
place? You have a speakerphone, don't you?
I have a speakerphone on my cell phone here, yeah.
So
that's
probably
going to be hard because the thing about it is, on Monday, no, the reason is I don't know what my schedule is going to be. I've been talking with
I
don't know if I get a job down here. Is through a temp agency.
Oh.
And the temp agency I'm going through has me set up Monday to talk to one of the cable companies down here. I can't say which
God.
One.
Come full fucking circle there, hasn't he?
It's a circle fucking jerk right there.
Well, look.
He wants
find
a cable,
out your schedule.
But the thing is, to get online.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, good.
Okay,
there
cool,
we go.
Cool.
Now, Jenny. Oh, Jenny says she has both. Jenny, if we can make sure you guys is nasty. If we can make sure you guys is scheduled mesh. Could Claude, and I hate to say this, but I guess I'm going to have to throw this out there because we never know if he'll get a wireless connection somewhere. Could he come to your abode or could you
or find
a place in the
place
middle
that has two
that
things. Has internet connection and decent cell reception.
Because if you guys can find that, we would love
you
to
have you
guys. You
don't have to have lights. He has an SUV. And I think the suspension's still good.
Oh, good.
I have two SUVs and one car that doesn't run right now, man.
Yeah, dude, the one that doesn't run though, dude. You're not gonna be able to lean those back seats back.
Yeah, he's I will say this. He has fucking fallen asleep in his car because those seats do go all the way back and it is a full recline position.
But it's also
his ass has fallen asleep.
Now wait a minute, but it's a stick, right? You don't have the weird automatic version.
No, it's stick shift.
Speaking of someone who's tried to have sex in a car that's only got a stick shift, yeah, not going to happen. Okay,
really?
So he needs the SUV because then all the seats fold down.
No, we're not asking them to have sex in the car on air.
You're not asking them to. I am.
I don't want to hear that. You know, that's going to... It's like walruses.
Dude, that's wrong. How are you going to fucking say that?
Because I can say shit. It's like a pot calling the kettle black thing.
But I'll give it to you anyway.
Thank you.
No, look, I want to get you guys.
I mean it all good humor.
I want to get you guys together on the air. We'd like to have you guys.
That'd be kind of funny. Actually,
it'd be cool.
Because then you could give your booby model guest number live to her.
We could have a live reveal to Claude about the time.
Matter of fact, there was a slip up in the chat room if you actually.
We heard about that. We saw it. We heard it. If they weren't there for it, they missed the hint. Let's not give any more information than need be.
No, definitely not more.
Oh, okay. Well, they're going to have to meet in the middle because she lives with the rent. She's obviously supporting her family. That is very nice of her. A lovely young lady. Nice tits and a wonderful character.
Too.
So what's that?
I'm in the same situation, too, right now until I get established. Both my car and an apartment.
Do they have basements there?
None of that basement. Shit, it'd flood out. Fuck.
Well, then you guys need to find a place in the middle. Of course, a good recommendation would be a CD motel by the highway. But
I highly doubt you're going to have fucking internet connection to this.
Dude, you'd
motel.
Be surprised. Do you know how many hotels I drive by a day that all say free wireless internet connection?
Okay, I've stayed in hotels that have said like free internet connection, and you plug your fucking phone into a shitty jack to get your 2400 cat scratch.
Dude, it's all you need for this.
Well, it's all you need for chat. I will
no,
agree.
You're not supposed to have sex with him the first time you meet him.
Jenny's like, oh my god,
maybe
No, we're just playing around. We're giving both of you a hard.
No, we would just think.
Jenny, he likes to be pegged.
That is like a straight up hoe, Jenny. We would never,
Claude
never,
likes to be pegged.
Ever
don't you, Claude?
suggest that you were a hoe. I mean, it's not like you took photos of your boobs and sent them into
no,
some
wait
random
a minute.
Website.
Wait. Taking photos of your boobs and sending them to a random website does not make you a whore.
What does it make you?
If you're trying to set something up,
voyeuristic,
attention whore.
No, it makes you voyeuristic. What'd you say, Claude?
If Murphy there is trying to set something up, he's also doing a good job of tearing it down.
Oh,
you know, I'm
come
listening
on
to that. You know, and Murphy.
No.
He's right.
I
no,
would love to
out,
have these
out
guys together.
God damn it, you talk too much. All right, here's the thing. Don't do that. We're actually wanting them, and I'm being completely sincere about this. You're like, fuck him in the pipe! Ah!
Wait. You're the one who's saying, hey, he likes to be pegged.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just me being funny.
You will not fucking... No one's pegging me.
So, what's the difference between you being funny and me being funny?
Wait. Hold on. Jenny's pointing out there's two motels right next to where she works. Holy shit.
There you go.
Maybe we misjudged the character. Maybe we are being far too nice.
No, look.
Jenny, you'll have to call us when we clear the line with Claude.
Yeah. Look, we would just love to get you guys together and get you both on the air and then, you know, see if we can work a little magic.
Oh, Jenny points out she likes to dominate. He has sideburns you can grab onto. Just want to point that out.
I'll take that apology anytime now. Anytime.
Apology.
Anytime. No, we love Jenny. She's a winner. She's a goer. She's a good egg.
She's a cyber slut, according to her.
Even better. And I just think getting these guys together on the air would be really, really funny.
I think it would be hilarious.
Well,
plus,
I can type with one hand. So.
Wait a minute.
Not if she's got you tied up and whipping you like the hog that you are.
Oh.
Ouch and you. I don't think I'm going
to
go for that.
Ouch and you. What, you need to be kosher now?
Be kosher?
Nothing.
No, not Jewish. No, that's not needed.
Okay.
I'm not going to give you that one. I think that was...
Damn it, I was working
yeah,
on
yeah, sorry,
that.
Dude. You were close,
thank
but...
Thank you. All right, so yeah, basically, that's what we need to do. So.
We would love to have you guys. That'd be awesome. That'd be
do,
like...
Do you have an email you can give out over the air or you want to get spam on? I don't know. So we can get this information.
Hell, I don't care, man. I have a spam filter.
Okay.
Well, throw it out
What's
there.
Your email so Jenny can email you?
Sure. Email for Claude. Update email address is either claudeballs@hotmail.com.
We'll give him that one. We'll give him that one.
Sure. Go ahead and use that one.
CLA... Claude. I forgot how to spell your fucking name.
C-L-A-U-D-E.
C-L-A-U-D-E-B-A-L-L-S-E.
Mm-hmm.
At hotmail.com.
And you know, we got to figure out a way for you know, hopefully that you know it's Jenny and not like some other cracker fucking emailing you, sending you their pictures or something. I don't know. Jenny, figure out a way, you know, between you and Claude in the chat room that you know... It'll be him.
Because at least if we can get you guys together in a Starbucks somewhere that has internet access or some...
That'd be kind of cool, actually.
Internet cafe
yeah,
or
really
something.
Cool.
Someplace where we get you guys together because, you know, we love Claude and we do love Jenny.
Yes.
And I would love to see these two just get together and even just have a... Wait, didn't she just say she was a dominatrix?
Well, no, she just likes to be in
charge.
She
just likes to be in charge.
She just likes to be in charge.
Oh, so she's pretty much like every other woman on the planet.
That's kind of what I'm gathering.
Cunt! Sorry.
Oh!
I'll drop
that
out there. I'll drop that out there.
All right. Claude.
Yes?
Where are you stealing internet from tonight?
Tonight I'm at the Panera Bread on Highway 105 because they started calling the police out on me last Friday night.
What?!
Yeah, they started, like, sending cops around, and what happened was I was parked next to my car.
Yeah.
And the cops started looking over my vehicle and saw the DeLorean and just started, like, scamming that and then drove off. Well, what happened was the show ended. As soon as the show ended, I dropped offline and took off. And then, you know, I pulled my vehicle around to another area in the apartment, or the condo complex.
Uh-huh.
Then took the dog for a walk, and I noticed that there were cops scanning the area and stuff with lights and stuff right around where I was parked. And people were, like, outside of their apartment and stuff. So it's kind of scary up there.
You got some paranoid fucking neighbors.
Dude, you come to Houston, man. Land of the fucking car chase. They had another one today.
Nice.
Really?
And the fucking horrible refugees.
Oh, yeah. The Chocolate City refugees?
Yeah, Chocolate City. Which Harrah's, you know, keeps advertising on TV down here, you know, to come back to New Orleans to celebrate. But I have a feeling I'm a little too vanilla.
I don't know. I can't imagine that. And you know, that's something they were talking about lately. Is that that New Orleans is now going to be a vanilla city, and 80% of the minority population has left the city and probably isn't coming back, and that's really scary.
They can't afford to come back. I mean, the way things go, the way things are, the more, you know, the more things get built up, the more expensive it's going to become.
Dude, like, let me lay it down for you right now. You, back in Vegas, okay, and I know this isn't going to ring true with a lot of people, but typically, no matter where you live in, think of the ghetto. Think of the slummiest section of town with, like, the highest crime rate.
Right.
It doesn't matter who lives there. The fact of where it's at is, like, good real estate. It was always in the center of the city. Like, in Los Angeles, down there, everyone would be close to downtown. No one would have a horrible commute. Down here in Houston, like the southwest side, you know, there's, like, a lot of industry down there. And in Vegas, it's right around downtown and above. So if we took that, so literally, and I hate saying if we took that over, I almost said that, but you know, if we basically kicked out the poor people and reclaimed that as suburban paradise, dude, it would be extremely high land values because of that, and that's what's happening in New Orleans.
And if we take all the undesirables and put them in boxcars,
and that's kind of exactly what they're talking about, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
And Ray Nagin is trying to spin like a positive pro-black thing, but of course he doesn't know when to shut his mouth. He had America, and then he lost America.
Well, here's the other problem he's looking at. They're forcing an election in less than 3 months. It is most of the mayor is up for re-election, and he pretty much, the only reason he got elected last time, and I do believe he got elected once before that, was the minority vote. And if there is no minority,
how is he going to, you know, get that minority vote if they're gone?
Yeah.
So, all right, so you're stealing bandwidth from Panera Bread. It's very odd. That's kind of an odd place to actually offer free internet.
Nah, they got the little cafe in there. They got the little sandwiches.
Do they?
They're trying
He's actually right. There's two sides to it. There's one which is like, there's two counters, a sandwich shop, and then there's like another like Starbucks kind of coffee counter, and they have free Wi-Fi in here.
Don't forget, they have really great bagels.
They fear me
there.
When I come in because I sit down there, we'll drink like, you know, soda, or actually a tea now. I can't drink the soda anymore.
Really?
Really, what happened was, you know,
I'm sorry.
I've been very frugal with my money, so I don't drink soda every day now.
Right.
And I came down here one day, and I was here for like about 7.5 hours.
Fuck.
Does frugal mean poverty stricken?
Yes.
And, dude, just after that, like, I didn't go out of the house for a couple of days because, you know, I'm saving gas money for, you know, job interviews and whatnot. And I had like a 3-day migraine. Now, after that, I stopped drinking soda. Like, I might make some Kool-Aid at home or something now, otherwise I drink water. And I'm fine. I don't have the migraines anymore. So it was actually caffeine withdrawal. So,
well, geez,
I think
you and I have talked extensively about that in the past. As a matter of fact, one interesting thing, like you drink the teas and you go for the coffee. You know, get some flavored stuff if you can't stand like regular coffee. But you know, that's
be a man, drink Coke.
Ah, fuck soda. I actually had a soda. Believe it or not, I was really. We had Coke in the house.
Yes, I know you did.
And as in the drink. And I was like, you know, I haven't had.
Yeah, because I could picture you having an 8-ball.
Yeah, really. I was like, I haven't had a soda in a long time. So I went and poured myself a glass and went to take a drink. I had to spit it back out.
You didn't spit it back in the bottle, did you? Because
I'm sure
that bottle will still be there Thursday when I come back
over.
It
will be. I had to spit out in the sink, for clarification, because it just tasted nasty. I haven't actually drank a soda in like years, I guess, or
you
longer than I thought.
You must have been thinking it was Pepsi.
I
cola.
Love Pepsi.
Ugh.
But, you know, I can't even drink that anymore, I don't think.
I'll tell you something right now. It's like if I don't drink soda for a couple of days, like I noticed this when I was back in Vegas, because you always saw me with soda around my desk.
Yeah.
Now, if I didn't drink soda for a couple of days or whatnot, you know, soda would have a completely different flavor to me. And the problem is, man, it's like, for instance, you know, just like Pepsi or Dr. Pepper, like I had one the other day and drinking it was like, oh, dude, it was sweeter than like that horrible Kool-Aid your wife makes, Trench.
Have you noticed, though, that when you're in the Midwest and you're actually in areas such as that, they actually put more syrup than water than they do out here?
Oh, absolutely, man. And the water here is a hell of a lot softer, and it's a lot nicer, too. The water out here is not the same, so whenever anybody, like, makes coffee or tea especially, although I avoid sweet tea like the plague.
I love sweet tea.
Yeah, it has a much different flavor to it. You can actually, in some cases, I don't know if it's they actually add more syrup or if the water just doesn't have as much of an overpowering flavor as it does in Vegas.
And who knows? All right, Claude, we're going to wrap this up.
Doesn't taste like dead bodies at the bottom of the lake.
No, that was not worthy of a rim shot.
Hey, I control the rim shot. I make the call.
Sadly, that is true. Very sad. Claude, thank you for calling in.
Not a problem, as always.
Between you and Jenny, though, in the chat room, figure it out.
Figure it out, because we
think
next week, let's
fun.
Get you guys on the air together, you know, and, you know, maybe if you guys can turn on some more people, you can start having little Panera Bread parties where you could all huddle.
Spankwagon parties of Panera Bread?
Yeah, exactly. You can all huddle around a laptop. Huddle around the laptop, and all of you could just listen intently and go, oh, that was funny.
All right. So, all right, Claude, thank you.
Not a problem. Like I say, it'll be hard because it's late night, and... you know, I have to look for free Wi-Fi, so I'm going to be hanging out in parking lots outside of another
Panera.
Well,
what you do is you go online and you look at all the different Panera Breads that have internet connection.
I do believe WarDriver.com, I think, has a list of places you can find
or
internet access.
Or get your ass a Cantana.
You know, I've thought about that, too. But, you know, it's also called lack of money right now.
Yeah, okay,
see,
lack of funds wins.
If I had the money to, like, have a Cantana, I'd have internet at home. I wouldn't have to be out here in the middle of a parking lot at night.
That's true. That is very true.
Well, good luck to you, and hopefully no one mistakes you for a kid toucher.
Ew.
No way in hell that's going to happen, dude.
All right, Claude. Thank you.
All right, dude. Have a good night.
Have a good night. All right, Claude Balls, ladies and gentlemen, there. One of it's really weird because, you know, he used to be co-host, and now he's a faithful listener.
Now he is. It's kind
of
weird.
One of the faithful listeners. All right, coming up, you were doing some hand signals. I'm assuming...
That means we should probably take a break.
Oh, you want to take a break so soon?
Well, it's just about it.
Do you have music?
I have some great music.
You have music, all right.
I got. You know what? I'm gonna just because I know me. I'm gonna move this one up. So we'll do a couple of songs and then we'll come back. Maybe we'll play a game.
All right. You're listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
We'll be back in just a moment.
stop me. And I'm here helplessly in love and nothing can't stop me. It can't stop me once I start it. Can't return me once you brought it. I'm coming, baby, don't doubt it.
Don't make me wait.
So let's be about it.
No, 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 don't fuck with my heart.
Baby, have some trust and trust me when I come with lust and lust. Cause I bring you that comfort. I ain't only here cause I want your body, I want your mind too. Interesting is what I find you. And I'm interested in the long haul. Come on, girl.
Yeehaw!
Love for you is not iffy. I always want you with me. I'll play Bobby and you play with me. If you smoke, I smoke too. That's how much I'm in love with you. Crazy is what crazy do. Crazy in love, I'm a crazy fool.
No, 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 don't fuck with my heart.
Why you so insecure when you got passion and love her? You always claiming I'm a cheater. Think I up and go leave ya for another senorita. You forgot that I need ya. You must have caught amnesia. That's why you don't believe her. Well, yeah, check it out.
Don't you worry about a thing, baby. Cause you know you got me lost, baby. Don't you worry. You make me feel, you know you make me feel so real. I love you more than your sex appeal. Cause you're that girl, that girl, that girl, that girl, that girl, that girl,
I take you home. Would you still be in love, baby? In love, baby. I wonder if I take you home. Would you still be in love, baby? In love, baby. I wonder if I take you home. Would you still be in love, baby? In love, baby. I wonder if I take you home. Would you still be in love, baby? In love, baby.
Don't you worry.
Looking for some place to host your website, or maybe you already have a host and are looking for a better deal? Then check out AnywhereHost.com. AnywhereHost.com offers 24/7 live technical support, a 99.99% network availability guarantee, and with packages starting as low as under $10 a month, you can see why hundreds are making the move to AnywhereHost.com. Visit the website for all the hosting packages available at AnywhereHost.com or call toll-free at 1-888-863-4383. That's 1-888-863-4383.
And we're back
to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spankwagon Radio.
All right, I'm Trencher.
And I'm Murphy.
Which I'll never really learn.
That's okay.
Hey, we want to open up the phone lines right now because we're going to have a couple things going on real soon. Shitty Mitty is coming up. So let's open up that phone lines. Let's tell everybody what that number is.
That's going to be 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6277. 5-7. And if you're local, living in Vegas, or your six button is broke, that's going to be 383-8120.
Area code 702. So again, 1-866-587-6257. Go ahead and give us a call because we're going to want to roll Shitty Mitty here in just a second. But first, we need to do some of this.
Wow, it's very official, isn't it?
It is. I stole it from the BBC.
Welcome to Spank News Nightly.
Time for Spank Wagon News. I'm your anchorman, Rod in the Box.
I'm sorry. I just wasn't expecting that. Rod B Cup in the box. There you
Rod,
go.
I'm your anchor man, Rod in the box.
And I'm a tight Heine. So I could have said Mike Hunt. But I said cunt before, and you got this look on your face like I shot a puppy.
I hate that word. I really hate that
cunty,
word.
Cunty, cunty, cunty. Oh, shit. I found the pneumatic lever. Nice.
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 You're having... Are you okay? What did you do during the break? I stayed in here. Where'd you go?
I went outside and spanked one out, to tell you the truth.
Apparently,
I apologize to whoever's Ford Ranger that is back there. Dude, I don't use my hand. I put it between my knees and wiggle.
Oh, God.
So what? So yeah. Tell us, Rod, what's in the news tonight?
All right, Disney has purchased Pixar. Walt Disney Company has finalized a $7.4 billion deal to acquire its longtime partner, Pixar, in an all-stock buyout. The deal will make Steve Jobs, current Pixar and Apple CEO, Disney's largest shareholder with about 7%. And a member of the board of directors.
This also puts him in a lot of speculation that, I mean, that people have been speculating for months now that they were going to make Steve Jobs the new CEO. This puts him in a prime position for that.
Yes.
And I think, you know, as much hate as I have for Michael Eisner, and you know this.
Yes.
I cannot stand the man and what he did to my favorite company and, quite frankly, my favorite holiday attraction.
To be completely honest, you know Disney's really fucking hurting when now they've released direct-to-video Bambi 2.
Oh, this time it's personal. But Disney has a that was one of the big contention points in the original contract between Pixar and Disney. Disney releases sequels direct to video. They had a 5-picture deal with Pixar.
Yes.
They did not count Toy Story 2
as a movie. As a Pixar movie because it was you know, they only do direct to video for sequels.
Yeah.
But, for their animated movies, I should say.
But Toy Story 2 went into theaters.
To be completely honest, I figure that, you know, Disney has literally raped their own film archive because, first off, they cannot come up with anything new and original themselves.
Well, a lot of their stuff from the last 10 years is actually ripoffs of other movies.
The only film I think that in the last few years, there's a couple. Like, Emperor's New Groove is pretty mm-hmm. good. And, of course, Lilo and Stitch was okay. I didn't really like Lilo and Stitch, but
I loved Lilo and Stitch. I thought that was absolutely great. Emperor's New Groove was more for guys like you and me, though.
It wasn't
for the kids.
It wasn't for kids. But you know, with Pixar makes great films that have so many layers. Everyone gets it. Now, I also heard that one of the other Pixar people that got kind of bought out by this is going to be considered a lead Imagineer. They're also getting some control over the theme park, and they're also getting some control over, they're getting full control, of course, of Disney Animation Studios. So it'll be very interesting with something like this, and as far as I'm concerned, Steve Jobs is a big-time innovator.
He's taken Apple from the dumpster to...
Again.
He's done it twice now. He's taken them from the dumpster to new heights.
First off, Apple he created. I mean, Apple is his child. Between him and Steve Wozniak, my hero, he brought up Apple, and he made Apple what it was. Shitty management, because of other people, brought Apple down. Steve Jobs came back in 97 and brought it right back up. You know, he knows what he's doing. It's going to be nice to see someone in charge at Disney that, you know, may actually care about their product, may actually really have a heart about the product that Steve Jobs has the heart about for Apple and Pixar.
I hope that definitely translates into the parks. One of the big things about that, too, with now them owning all the rights to basically all the Pixar movies, as you know, they already have the Monsters, Inc. ride that did have a soft opening this month.
Yes.
The submarine ride is being remade into a Finding Nemo ride.
Right.
But now the rumors of the very cool-sounding arm ride for the Incredibles in DCA looks like it may come into fruition, and
nice.
That would be really cool.
And you're a theme park junkie. You're a Disney
junkie. I'm a Disney junkie.
You're a Disney theme park junkie, you know. Yeah. And I learned that when about 6 years ago now, when I went to Disney with you and a bunch of friends. You know, it's going to be nice to see this because I think it's going to be. I don't know. I mean, I don't see how anybody could see that it's not a positive thing.
No, the changes they've made to the park in the last year have been amazing, and I think anything from here on out is going to be great.
Now, Roy Disney is also coming back.
Roy Disney has come back. He has come back. And
this is the how's he related
he's
to
the,
Walt?
He's Walt's nephew.
Nephew.
He's Walt's
okay.
nephew, and he has come back. And
so Disney is back in the name.
Disney's back in the name finally, and now with Irby and Eisner and a lot of those guys, Cynthia Harris, with a lot of them gone, it's going to be really interesting to see how the parks themselves come full force. I mean, I think Disney World has one new e-ticket ride, which is the the Mount Everest ride, mm-hmm. which is going to supposed to be awesome, and a couple of other things going on.
Well,
and
Disney World also have that Mars Traveler ride?
The Mission Space.
Mission Space.
Mission Space, yeah, that killed someone, unfortunately, recently. Well, but Mission Space is supposed to be awesome.
So does Thunder Mountain, and Thunder Mountain opened in 76.
Yeah, well, and when you're pulling 4Gs in a small ride like that, it's kind of interesting. But yeah. Hopefully some of those high-level rides make their way to Disneyland, because Disneyland has a lot of land that they're not actually using right now.
I kind of can't wait to go back to Disneyland, considering now that they're finally done with almost all the renovations. I think everything is open.
The only thing that's going closed right now is the Pirates of the Caribbean will be closing in March.
They were
March.
Just closed a few years
ago.
Oh,
well, okay, let's get into some Disney news then. Okay. The new Pirates renovation is going to be nothing short of incredible. Disney has really shown a commitment to the movies. They are actually going to make the ride into the movies. Everyone knows when you come down the first two slides, there's really interesting scenes. You've got the skeleton pirate on the right with the hurricane, and on the left you've got the treasure room. The skeleton pirate on the right will be replaced by Captain Barbossa.
Okay.
And they will use the moonlight effect for the body.
Wow.
Moving through the entire galleon on the left in the battle scene is going to be removed. It will be replaced with the Black Pearl. The bad thing is Captain Barbossa will be standing there as well, but he will not have his monkey. He will have a parrot. The monkey makes appearances throughout the rest of the place.
Okay.
The storyline now is that
are they dumping the crow out of it? Because I know that the crow tied in everything in New Orleans Square.
No, the crow will still be in it, because that makes a mainstay in Haunted Mansion. It's something interesting about the Haunted Mansion. Inside the Haunted Mansion, whenever you hear the narrator's voice,
you're hearing the crow.
You see the crow.
Right.
But no, the crow will still be in there. But the whole storyline for Pirates of the Caribbean now will be Captain Barbossa and Davy Jones, who is the new villain from the next two movies, scary pirate guy with a squid for a beard, fucking creepy, hunting Jack Sparrow, and Jack will be in a couple places hiding, ducking around, trying to make his escape. It'll be closed, I do believe they said, from March into mid July, I want to say.
So it's not going to be a long closure. It's going to be
It's going to be a short one, because it's just a touch up.
Let's stick with the Disney thing. Have you ever read the book Down and Out in the Magic Kingdom?
I have not.
By Cory Doctorow?
No.
You absolutely need to. You would totally love what he has done with Disneyland there.
Well, I have read a couple of the books. The one by Kevin Yee, I'm still debating on picking up. I know it's ending its first print, and the second one, the second book and the second print of the first book will be coming out soon. I think that'd be interesting. My problem is I start reading these and I obsess about them. Like the story about how the Alien Escape ride, how it went from being an absolutely incredible ride to being the shitstorm that it was and then destroyed. Mm-hmm. Originally what happened was Disney had contracted with Fox to have the rights for Alien. The Imagineers had built an incredible ride. They tested it. It was beginning. Originally what would happen, and those of you that have gone through the ride, let me tell you exactly what happens. You go inside and you sit in this room, and it all sits around this giant cylinder in the middle. And this is only in Disney World, unfortunately. Originally it was supposed to be a Disneyland ride, but then got moved. And what happens is they're supposed to teleport in an alien, and it gets loose, and it runs around. Well, the whole... almost all of it is audio, because once the thing breaks, you've got some animatronics, you've got weird creepy lighting, and a lot of sound, and unfortunately, that would have been the absolute greatest idea to have for the aliens. I mean, mm-hmm. when you think alien, you think creepy, dark, something running around.
Right.
There's
a
little bit of liquid involved. Well, they showed it to Eisner, and Eisner said, I don't know if I'd let my kids ride this ride, and quite frankly, it would have scared the piss out of most people.
Right.
They only had the rights to Alien for another couple of months, and the Imagineers went to the one person they felt would be on their side. They went to George Lucas. Now, this is in between Star Tours and the Indiana Jones ride.
Star Tours, which sucks.
And its day was awesome, and there's always the rumors that Lucas has done two and three more films for Star Tours, but is holding it hostage because Disney wasn't giving him all the money.
Right.
So the Imagineers went to Lucas and said, look, go with us to talk to Eisner. We will break it down. You see what we do. And Lucas was totally behind them.
Right.
So they're sitting in a meeting, and literally down one side of the table is George Lucas and all the Imagineers. On the right-hand side of the table is Eisner, a bunch of suits, and a couple of lawyers.
Okay.
They're debating about this over and over, back and forth. No, it's too scary, but it's an incredible ride. We've got a great... license for this.
Right.
Back and forth. Eisner looks at Lucas and says, tell me what you think. And he says, you and me, everybody else out. So everybody else is kicked out. The Imagineers are thrilled because they think that Eisner is going to listen to Lucas and Lucas is going to be completely on their side. An hour and a half later, they come out. Mm-hmm. What they decided is to totally retool the Alien Escape ride and make it totally kid-friendly and the bullshit ride that it was. And Lucas wound up getting 90% of the royalties from all the merchandise sold in the Star Tours shop, not 75%, and gets 90% of all the Indiana Jones royalties from the new ride they had just finished.
Wow.
So Lucas fucked over the Imagineers in what could have been an incredible ride. And
well, there's a little history, a little bit of Disney, DC, DCA, and
now for those of you that are Disneyland. Fans of Disney, if you go to Disneyland and you do ride Star Tours, they are mentioning, finally, in about the last year, they've been mentioning new shuttle trips to Hoth and to Coruscant. So
maybe
they do have three bays on each side of the entry aisle, so you could have Hoth, Endor, and Coruscant, which I think would be awesome. And it
mixes it up.
And even is an old ride, but I think it's still probably one of the best motion rides. There are some bad edits in there, yes, when you go in and come out of the Comet. They're horrible, horrible edits. But one of my favorite parts of the whole ride is once the shield comes down and you see the pilot, there's a little plastic tab that's hanging off him that says, "Please remove before flight."
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that is the voice of Pee-wee Herman, by the way.
Nice. All right, folks, that's a little bit of Disney stuff. Actually, let's cover some extra news here. We're getting sort of tuned out by some listeners because of your Disney knowledge. The WB and UPN plan to make a new network called Crap World. Crap World is going to be a division of the CBS Corporation.
Hold on, dude.
I gotta
give Brothers. You. Hold on. Let me bring that up there. You need one of those. That was good. I'll give you that.
The CW Network, also known as the Crap World Television Network, is going to be opening up its doors in September. It's a merger of, again, as I said, the WB and the CBS-owned UPN.
It's a good sign that you don't have enough star power shows on one network, or two networks, that you have to combine them into one.
You know, you're combining the two shittiest networks. I don't know about you, but I mean, it's kind of like, you know, obvious. If you take a pile of shit, and you take another pile of shit, and you merge the two piles of shit, what do you get?
One really big pile of shit with Superman and now Aquaman.
And Bernie Mac.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. Can't go wrong with Bernie Mac.
I can't stand
it. Oh, America. I love Bernie Mac. Hey, I got something for you. Check this out. Mac performance in the raw. The new Intel iMac has been released. It was released a couple of days ago. It has started showing up, and guess what? The Intel iMac is almost as fast as the quad-core Power Mac. How Macworld pulled a not-so-fast one. We are pleased to report that our testing results show the new dual-core Intel iMac, which clocks in at 2x2 GHz, is almost as fast as the current high-end Power Mac that has 2 dual-core processors. That means it's a quad-core system.
Quad-core system.
How can this be done, you ask? By ostensibly two-processor machine has been keeping up with a faster... Man, why do you use words like this in your thing? Basically, the new processing system is running almost as fast. They've got some of the stats here. When running a QuickTime encode on a PowerMac Quad G5, it took almost 84.85 seconds. The new Intel dual core, 97.02. Power Mac by 14%. Not much to write home about, but when you look at this new system, lower power requirements, lower heat output.
Lower heat. And that's the thing that kills Apple is their heat requirements.
And you know,
when you're aluminum and your Thai books turn into toaster ovens.
Well, I remember when I worked for Apple, when we got those G5s in, we were astounded by the sheer size of those G5s. And the really interesting thing is the heat sinks are all built for water cooling.
Right.
Like, right out from Apple. It's
and Apple even for a while sold a G5 with a water cooling system built and integrated. Yeah. So you know it's there. Hey, let's go on to this. Singular is trying to patent the emoticon.
Oh, my goodness.
USA-based mobile operator Singular Wires has managed to get a patent on the concept of using an emicon or emoticon on mobile phones. While the aim of the patent is to enable and display of MSN-style graphics on handsets, they also managed to patent the delivery of text-based emoticon. So presumably sending, you know, colon, close bracket, you know, smiley face via an SMS message.
Now you'll get a cease and desist.
You'll get a cease and desist. I mean, basically, they are now trying to patent emoticon. It has been pointed out here that this is an application. This has not been formally granted. If you want to look this up and you're, you know how to do that on the internet, it's US:2006/0015812A1. But just Google the singular and emoticon, and learn about that your damn self.
It's completely ridiculous. I hate
it's
how companies
pull
that off.
Very fucking ridiculous. And the fact is, if they get that, even though there is obviously prior use, that then tells me right then there, our patent system has gone to the shit.
Our patent system has been the shit for 15 years.
Our patent system has been pretty shitty for the past, you know, past decade. But if they do something as fucking obvious as that, it's over. There we now have proof. We absolutely have proof that the system is no longer working for the person.
So, hey, speaking of computers and stupid technology, hey, what happens when you buy something from eBay and someone leaves you bad feedback? What's the best thing to do?
Shoot them.
I would say yes, but unfortunately someone has found an even better one. A woman who purchased a CD online was unhappy and left some bad feedback. Soon her cell phone started to ring. On the other end of the line were web surfers of another kind, men looking for sexual pleasure.
Oh, Jesus.
They took her phone number and advertised it as a sex line.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
Police are investigating a possible identity fraud case after they say a local woman's name ended up on a XXX rated website without her knowledge. Loaded with pornographic photos. Hold on, let me say that again. Pornographic photos. The site provides personal ad service for those looking for a sexual relationship. One of the messages posted on the site carried the name of the woman, a cell phone number of a 36-year-old woman. The police believe the man who sold the music CD to her on eBay is behind it. Gotta love that one. Police have yet to determine the full identity of the suspect, except that he is in New York. He's looking at a $5,000 fine and possibly 2.5 years in prison.
And one last technology thing to bring up here. TV logos are starting to make their mark. Television, this is from the news.com.au. Cricket and tennis coverage is making a lasting impression on plasma screens. The logos used by Channel 7 and Channel 9 during long days of sporting action are starting to burn themselves into the delicate digital monitors. With the high-tech TVs costing thousands of dollars, some owners are now saying they're going to start threatening legal action, saying that their screens have been ruined. Such as a $3,000 plasma screen purchased on Christmas Eve now bears the channel's logo in the right-hand corner. This is very interesting because a lot of TV networks do this. They always have their little logos down in the left or right-hand corner.
Yeah, it's going to leave a mark.
It's going to leave a mark. It's going to burn in, especially if you have someone who sits and watches it for hours and hours a day. If it's a sporting event or let's say it's ESPN or something like that. Just saying.
Yep.
Something to really look out for. Now, hey, really quick, folks, we got to point out you need to be dialing in here because we are going to be playing two different games soon. First thing, we got Arnold, and we also have Shitty Mitty coming up.
Yes,
so now first, let's do the phone number. Give us a call to play Arnold or Arnold by calling
1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257. Local people here in Vegas, 702-383-8120.
We need someone to call within the next 2 minutes to play Arnold or Arnold. So give us a call. That number is 1-866-587-6257.
So while we're waiting for people, let's play a game.
Okay, shall we?
Here we go.
Who's there?
Hi, I'm here with a tattoo gun. Would you like a tattoo?
No.
Unfortunately, someone else didn't answer that question correctly. Woman with tattoo from homemade gun got sick. Some women in Springfield are regretting their decision last week to get a tattoo from a door-to-door tattoo salesman. At least one person had to be hospitalized and the others faced serious health risks.
Wait, door-to-door?
Door-to-door tattoo salesman, it gets better. The tattoo gun he had? Homemade. Friday night, a man knocked on the doors holding a tattoo gun and offering his services. Tamara Earson described the tool as homemade, but still agreed to pay for the tattoo. So did two other women in her apartment complex.
What an idiot!
It was wrapped with black tape, had a pin underneath it, and fishing wire going through, so you could tell it was a homemade gun.
It was a fucking prison gun.
Yep. The next day, Linda passed out and had to be taken to the hospital. I passed out in the store, and they said I should be checked out. All the women have an infection in the tattoo area and have been told to get tested for HIV. And hepatitis. Mm. The health department said it's always worth the extra money to get a tattoo from a licensed professional. Someone who doesn't come to your house, you stupid cunt.
Damn, I will agree with that actually, because
oh my God.
We're talking about that for one of the first ever here in the LV Rock Studios.
We're talking about getting a tattoo guy in who could...
And I would be getting a tattoo on the air. We're actually working those details out right now.
Yep.
Well, not
be
right now.
Well, we're going to be working... Well, a little bit later on tonight, we'll be working that out. But if someone were to come to your house and say, hey, would you like a tattoo?
No,
I've got a gun right here.
I would say no. I mean, I don't know. I think that, you know, people are not smart enough to be paranoid, I guess, because that's really what it is. You have to be smart enough to be paranoid.
it's not paranoia if they really are out to get you.
Well, true. Hey, by the way, we want to remind everybody we need people to call in to play Arnold or Arnold.
Come on, guys.
1-866-LV-ROCKS. 1-866-587-6257.
This is going to be a fun one, kids.
We need anyone to call and play the game. All right, so that's open. Prison Tats. Well, let's do one more news coverage.
What you got?
Actually, it's a little bit of a techie news here. In E3, they are now going to ban Booth Babes, the video game industry's 2006 E3 trade show in L.A., is getting a makeover. Banned are the swarms of sexy, semi-clad booth babes, or booth bunnies, as I'd like to call them. Basically, they're basically limiting them. They're taking them out. And if you are caught with a booth bunny in your booth, you get fined
$5,000 on the spot.
How much?
$5,000. And that is completely ridiculous. $5,000.
That's ridiculous.
Booth babes are a... They're a staple of E3. No, you don't have to have big-breasted women in bikinis
but
to
if your
sell your
video
product,
game sucks.
But god damn it helps to have them there.
Yes, if your video game especially sucks, it's great to have them there. So this is something that they need to take into consideration. What's new in 2006 is an update and clarification of the enforcement policies. As we do from time to time, we've taken steps to ensure that the exhibitors are familiar with the policy and how it will be enforced. First off, who are you to put a $5,000 fine on a fucking convention space?
We're E3.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying. All right, so we need someone to give us a call.
Come on now, guys.
We need Arnold versus Arnold, 1-866-587-6257.
And a little Timmy, if Daddy says he's going to spank your butt if you pick up the phone and call, well, that could just be hot.
Ew.
Hey, I'm going to need a piece of paper over there to keep score.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Let me...
And your pen and a sperm sample.
No, I'm going to hair
sample. Oh, God, it's on the pen.
Ew. Don't want to know where I stick that, do you? All right, so basically we got a game here, people.
Come on.
Call in.
Somebody pick up the phone and
call back in. Just give us a call. 1-866-587-6257.
He said F you.
No, he said F you. Hey, that's fine. Little Timmy can have all
the fun
he wants.
Little Timmy's daddy won't let him pick up the phone. Oh, no.
You suck. All right, so we need anybody.
We're going to need a caller. I tell you what, why don't we play a song while we're waiting
Claude
for a caller?
Claude points out that if we ban Booth Bunnies from E3, the terrorist and Jack Thompson wins.
Exactly.
So why don't we play a song while we're waiting for a caller?
All right, that sounds good.
You're number two.
Oh, whoops.
Call us 1-866-587-6257.
God, I love this song.
It's a great song.
Hey, is the camera rotating again?
Yeah.
Okay, good. If I'm going to make an ass out of myself, I want to make sure everybody around the world can see it. Come on, people, pick up the phone and dial 1-866-LV-ROCKS. If I have to, I'll pick up the phone and call my wife.
Looking for a caller, Arnold or Arnold, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 383-8120, local Vegas. Airwolf says, what the hell's Arnold or Arnold? Call and you will find out.
It's our game for the evening.
It's one of our games for the evening.
One of the games, that's right, we have two. Don't wanna hear about it. Because we're running out of song.
I got one more after this, but come on. 1-866.
Back to the days of begging for a phone call.
No shit. 587-6257. It's free to call us.
Man, if someone doesn't call, I figure we should just turn on music for the rest of the show.
Oh, that's depressing.
Isn't it, though?
We've got to find lame-ass songs.
Little Timmy. Sorry.
Hey, we got a call.
Hey, all right.
Bank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Jenny.
Hey! All right.
So you're going to play Arnold or Arnold with us.
Okay.
And here's how it works, Smack.
We're going to give you some Murphy. We've got three rounds of play. First is a biography round. The second is a filmography and television round. And round three is a all or nothing win or lose round.
Now the game is you have to figure out who said this, was it?
No. The information, is it Arnold Schwarzenegger or Tom Arnold or both? We do not have any movie quotes, though, because that'd be just too easy to pick.
Way too easy.
What kind of a sick bitch takes the ice cube trays? God, I love that line.
Okay.
All right, Jenny, are you ready to play?
I guess so.
Okay. All right.
Hey, round one, we've got a basic biography information.
Okay.
Is it Tom Arnold or Arnold Schwarzenegger that was born
June?
Yeah, June 3rd, 1959.
I think that would be Tom Arnold.
That is
very
correct.
Good!
1 point for Jenny. Okay. Question number two. He won the Mr. Universe title 5 times and Mr. Olympia 6 consecutive times. Would that be Tom Arnold or Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
There you go.
Wow. Very well done.
Okay. He was the host of the new Gong Show.
I think that'd be Tom Arnold.
There you go.
Very well
That's
done.
3 points.
Is this a jack shit game?
No. Do we have any game show music you could be playing
in
the background?
We did, but Claude has it. Claude had all the game
show. Do you have something
music
we can play in the background so it's not so quiet?
I got a little.
Okay, this one appeared on Conan O'Brien 9 times. Is that Tom Arnold or Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Mm. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is. I'm going to go with Tom Arnold.
You are correct.
Wow, Tom Arnold?
Tom Arnold has been on the Conan O'Brien show 9 times.
Jeez. Well, Conan's kind of stupid, and so is Tom Arnold.
You know, wrong. The correlation there is...
That's why I went with it.
Very well, very good. Yeah, I agree.
So after round one, Jenny, you have 4 points. You have not missed a one yet. I am quite surprised. Okay, round two. Movies and TV. Who was in it? Tom Arnold? Arnold Schwarzenegger or both? There you go. That's a winner. So is it Tom Arnold, Arnold Schwarzenegger or both? Are you ready?
Yeah.
He had an uncredited voice bit in Dr. Dolittle 2. Is that Tom Arnold or Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That is correct. He has an uncredited voice voice credit in Dr. Dolittle 2.
Interesting.
Okay. Movie called by the name of The Kid and I. Is that Tom Arnold, Arnold Schwarzenegger, or both?
Tom Arnold.
That is incorrect. The correct answer is both. They are both in that one. Ooh. All right. Number
so
next
why
one.
Are we keeping score for only one person's playing?
Yeah.
Because I want to know how badly she wins.
Okay, I just want to point out that only one person's playing.
Exactly.
Do they have to get to a certain point?
No.
Oh, okay.
All right, next up, movie called Manhood. Is that Tom Arnold, Arnold Schwarzenegger, or both?
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Ooh, incorrect. That would be Tom Arnold. Sorry, Jenny.
All right.
It's okay. You're like you. I'm kind of tipsy, so...
Oh, that's right. You're getting a little drunk there, aren't you?
Oh, shit, sorry, that's right. No. Screwdrivers, right?
What?
Screwdrivers, right?
Well, yeah.
There
so
you go.
So, wait, how drunk... Just how drunk are you?
My version. I don't know how
your
to...
Version. Your
just,
version. Your version of screwdriver.
Just Sunny how drunk are you getting?
A bottle of vodka. Shake.
Just how drunk are you getting there, Jenny?
Pay attention, Claude.
I'm only on my first glass.
Only on
but
your
like
first
I
glass.
Say, I
well,
don't
let's
know
see.
How to make them, so it's like
we could
half
make
a
it
cup
interesting.
Of orange juice and half a cup of vodka.
Good God! Yeah. So how about this? I am keeping score here. How about if you don't crack, we'll say 15 points. Then how about a spank wagon vad shot?
No.
Oh
no,
come on!
No.
You
no.
Suck.
We do have limits here.
Apparently, it's the vad shot.
We
what
have
is that?
No, you don't. No.
Woo. Okay, moving on.
Murphy's gonna take advantage of the new girl.
Duh. Okay.
Duh.
All right. Hercules, the TV show. Tom Arnold, Arnold Schwarzenegger, or both?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Oh, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, incorrect. That would be Tom Arnold.
Okay.
Yep. Okay, Jingle All the Way, Tom Arnold, Arnold Schwarzenegger, or both?
Both.
Incorrect, it would just be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the comedian was actually Phil Hartman.
And Sinbad.
And I said comedian.
Oh, that's wrong. But you know what?
I earned it.
You earned it. Where's it at? Oh, I got to turn it up here.
All right.
All right. Moving right along, the television show Tales from the Crypt. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Tom Arnold, or both?
I know this one. Who?
Tom Arnold.
Incorrect.
No, it was Arnold Schwarzenegger that did the voice and laughter of the Crypt Keeper.
Oh, really?
No, that's Tom Kassir.
Tom Kassir?
Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger was in one episode in the first season.
I didn't. I thought he did some of the voice and laughter, I swear to God.
No, that's...
I could be wrong.
Yeah, actually, in that first season of Tales from the Crypt, they had so many people on it.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to start wrapping this up because we want to play the next game.
Okay,
next
let's move right on to Final Jeopardy then.
Okay, I don't know how this could be Jeopardy because there's only one contestant, Murphy.
Shut up, asshat.
You thought
Jenny, you've got
so
5 points. How many points do you want to wager on this?
9.
9 points. Okay, she's going for 9 points. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Which of the two has had heart surgery, Tom Arnold or Arnold Schwarzenegger? Or both?
I would say Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You are correct.
Very correct.
Jenny,
Arnold,
you are the big wiener.
Heart surgery.
Unfortunately, you win nothing.
Yeah.
Bye. All right.
Alrighty. So
we got a little bit of a jack shit prize there. Why don't we go ahead? Yeah, you said you had shitty midi.
I do. Let me see here.
So why don't we load up Shitty MIDI? We got a little bit of time left, so
let me just go ahead and get it
out. I'm getting messages in the chat room that I need to fill the humidifier when I go home. That's funny.
Nice.
That's hilarious.
All right.
Call me daddy.
I am the champion. No time for losing, but I am the champion of the world.
All right.
Okay, are we ready for this week's Shitty MIDI?
All right, why don't we go ahead? You got the MIDI loaded.
I got the MIDI.
Go ahead and click on the MIDI. Get the MIDI running. We will go with the chat room. First person in the chat room to guess this gets the jack shit prize or award. What is this week's Shitty MIDI?
Well, we've got someone who knows it here in the studio.
Of course.
Hey, all right, look at that.
Little
We've got
Timmy.
A big wiener.
Little Timmy with Rape Me by Nirvana.
That
hey,
is
we
right.
Hey, we got a call. Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Claude.
Hey, what's
hey,
up, Claude?
Claude.
That song sounds like Rape Me by Nirvana.
Yes.
Wow,
but
that is correct.
What? You're late, and because
hey,
Timmy
that.
Got it first in the chat room.
Way
good
to
job,
go,
Timmy.
Little Timmy.
Timmy, you win. Nothing.
Sorry, dude. We're out of shit for right now, but...
That's the jack shit prize. Or award, depending on its relative worth.
Do you want me to play the real song?
Yeah, of course. Of course, you always play the real song. That's a shitty rip. That is one shitty rip.
It is.
Rape me.
Teaches me to get my shit from LimeWire.
Really?
Friend.
I think I have the CD. You should just let me know.
Rape me.
Do we have the studio troll already in the green room?
We do. She's out there. If she'd like to come on in and show us some boobies, that'd be great. Sorry, Claude. We called it. We wanted guys in the chat room because it takes too goddamn long to get anyone on the phone.
All right. So, hey, you know what, Claude? We have to count. We did count the delay just because of the simple fact that the chat room gets a delay just as much as you do.
Don't.
Just point that out.
But we love you, Claude. We love you.
Always. Always. All right. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
And let's go ahead and give this let's give this one another try here.
Going to give this phone number thing another try. Claude, thank you very much for playing. Lil Jimmy, you are our winner for the evening. You win absolutely nothing other than the fact that, well, we'll stop calling you a pansy for not your daddy not letting you use the phone.
Yep. That's okay, though.
We'll just call you a pussy now.
Come on, now ring, damn it.
Maybe we'll call him Squeak.
Squeak? All right, I got to...
Squeak, little bitch Scolari.
Got to try this again here.
I love it. We called for
hate...
boobs, and the studio troll didn't want to show them.
I hate
I'm
this
I'm starting to feel
phone.
Unloved. Nice. No, wait, do you have a tattoo on there? Oh, really? And it's busy?
It's busy.
That's fucked. So
that's really fucked. All right, so let's...
Oh, your AOL CD is undergoing torture at the moment. It will be brutalized and sent to you very soon.
Yes. So it looks like this idea was a bust.
A bust.
That sucks.
Damn it. What do we got left, man? Oh, you know, if this doesn't work out, we can go over some stuff that's very near to dear to my heart. Drugs and sports.
Drugs and sports are good. Hey.
Oh, it's ringing.
This is a payphone in Hawaii that we're not connecting to. So
otherwise known as Titville.
To Haw.
I don't think it's going to work, dude.
I don't think it is either.
Probably should have tested it beforehand.
Well, how do you test something like that?
You call it home
and get a response, and there's been proof that there's been responses. It's very weird. I don't know. Maybe it's because we're calling so late. Maybe the beach closed at 5. I don't know. Maybe people are scratching around going, what the fuck is that phone ringing again for?
And it is only 7:40 there on a
beautiful
Hawaii.
Yeah, it's like 5 hours difference.
Hawaii.
5 hour negative.
It's not even 5. It's like 2.
Yeah, it's 5. They just looked it up earlier. Yeah, it's a negative 5. All right, well, that was a bust idea. Better luck next time, I guess. You know.
Hey, I got something.
Try that next week. Go ahead.
Hornets Anderson kicked out of the NBA for drug use. Now, this is something I'm hopefully looking forward to seeing next year for, Barry Bonds. New Orleans Hornets forward Chris Anderson was dismissed and disqualified from the NBA on Friday for violating the league's drug policy. Anderson must wait 2 years before he can apply for reinstatement. Hello, European League.
Yeah, really.
According to the league's collective bargaining agreement, a player can only be disqualified for a fourth positive test of a performance-enhancing drug or for a first positive test for drugs of abuse. The drugs that are on the list are amphetamine and its analogs, which include methamphetamine, cocaine, LSD, opiates, including heroin, codeine, morphine, and PCP. Anderson has not previously been suspended for steroid use, which means somebody's on the nose, Candy. Oh, unfortunately, Anderson, 27, averaged 5 points and 4.8 rebounds in 32 games a season, his fifth in the NBA. He played 3 seasons for the Nuggets before joining the Hornets. He has a 4-year, $14 million contract with the Hornets through 2008-2009 season that pays him $3.5 million a year. Hornets owner said in a statement released by the team, "We were obviously disappointed and saddened to hear that Chris has been dismissed from the league. On behalf of his teammates, coaches, and the entire organization, we wish him well and hopes he learns from his experience. Have fun in rehab, junkie!" Yeah, that's right. There has been some really interesting sports.
Well, it's amazing, though. You know, the drug use is finally starting to get exposed in all of the sports. And what I have to laugh is when they tried to expose hockey, they all kind of laughed at them going, "Have you seen us? We're not big enough to be taking steroids."
Yeah, no kidding. One of the interesting things I think that's been going on this week.
Ron Artest has moved to the Sacramento Kings.
Yes, he has moved to the Sacramento Kings.
So you put the Thug back into Thugville, you're going to, you know, look at what you get.
Way to go, Sacramento. Actually, what I was looking for is the story concerning...
Wait, does that mean that, you know, since Sacramento's owned by the Maloof brothers, that we'll see Ron Artest throwing soda at the people at the Palms?
God can only hope.
I'm just saying.
Actually, what I was going to bring up is Bodie Miller, the Olympic skier, has said that both Barry Bonds and Lance Armstrong knowingly cheat. That's right. Even while resting up for the Olympics, Bodie Miller was in the news Thursday for accusing Barry Bonds and Lance Armstrong of doping. Now,
Jesus.
Barry Bonds I can go with. Lance Armstrong, not so much.
I really can't.
Lance Armstrong, I have a hard time believing that he would be using the drugs. I mean, the one-nut wonder kid, he is awesome, but I think it's more of a testament to his training. While as Bionic Barry, whose head grew in size over one off-season...
When your head grows in an off-season, that your head... there is no weights to lift for head size.
Yeah, it just doesn't happen.
Your neck, yes. Your arms, yes. Your legs, absolutely. Anything else, your head. This is the part above your ears that the hat sits on. No, not humanly possible unless...
you're on the drugs.
Now, when he went on his knee surgery and when he was on the DL list, or the DL list, I guess I doubled it, but on the DL, not the down low, on the disabled list...
didn't have to take any drug tests.
He didn't have to take any drug tests. And guess what? His hat size shrank.
over 14 games last season. 14 games is all he played. He showed a little bit of promise, and now he is backed out of the World Baseball Classic because he doesn't want to take a chance on hurting his knee. Could it possibly be because the World Baseball Classic will be using the same doping rules that the Olympics will be using?
Gee, I think so.
Barry Bonds, if you are listening, let me just give you a little hint and a little piece of information.
Probably quit making it so obvious.
We hate you. Now it's not that you're black and that Lance Armstrong is white. It's that Lance Armstrong had cancer and came back from that shit. Dude was diagnosed with stomach, testicle, and brain cancer at once. The best thing you ever did was get out of Pittsburgh. You are nothing more than an overpaid junkie who has learned how to skirt the system. Everyone associated with you is going to jail. Balco will rain its ugly head again. Giambi, he apologized. Doesn't make it right, but at least he apologized and somewhat admitted what he did. A couple of other Olympic athletes, some runners, they've apologized and have admitted what they did. All you managed to do was find a new way to cheat. It's not about the numbers, it's about the game. And you, my friend, are a liar, a cheat, and as far as I'm concerned, nothing more than a walking cunt rag.
Damn.
It's been a while since I've had a good little baseball rant there.
Yeah, it
huh?
has been a while. I mean, and I can completely agree with most of that. I mean, if I
what,
actually
did you have
cared
issue
if
with
I,
the cunt rag part?
No, well, yeah, always. But if I actually cared about, you know, watching the Giants in baseball, you know.
Well, you know why I have to watch the Giants?
Because you love the Dodgers.
I am a Dodger fan, true blue Dodger fan through and through, man.
So
through
there you
and
go.
Through.
All right, what else do we have in sports? I know you mentioned a couple other things. I do know that the Super Bowl is coming up soon on
That's
the 5th.
That's right. We are slowly approaching the Super Bowl.
And, of course, unless you're living under a rock, it's the Steelers versus the Seahawks.
A game that probably shouldn't have to be played. As far as I'm concerned, the Super Bowl took place last week between the Broncos and Pittsburgh, which was an awesome game.
Now, of course, you know, people are saying that the Steelers are going to take this away. A lot of people are now starting to debate whether they should bet for the Seahawks, maybe go for the underdog and for the bigger win, because I want to say that Steelers are up by 49.
That's the over.
The
I think they're
over
I
by
think
49,
they're getting,
yeah.
That's the over. They're getting 4.5 right now. I don't think it's going to be determined. I don't think it's going to be that little of a determining factor. I think it's going to be at least a 14-point blowout. Well, in breaking news, let's see here. Coco Crisp is officially bound for Boston in a multiplayer deal. Coco Crisp will become a fan
favorite. Wait,
who?
Coco
Crisp.
Oh, what fucking
he has quickly
mean
became
parents.
A fan favorite with the Indian fans, winning them over with his catchy name, bubbly personality, and solid skills. The Red Sox Nation will be tougher to impress, namely because, well, he's a black man and this is Boston. Crisp will be going into center field. Now, this deal was almost just shot dead in the water by Guillermo Mota not passing the physical. That kind of makes me sad because Guillermo Mota was part of the three-player deal that took Paul LaDuca from the Dodgers to the Marlins, and now the Marlins are quickly on their way to, well, death. They're trying to sell off everything they can so the team will be cheap for whatever Vegas company decides to buy it or the relative worth in moving it for taxes. Look forward to this. I think Coco Crisp will be a good addition to Boston. I wouldn't imagine that he would hit leadoff, though. I'm maybe looking
what
at
else?
Him more of a maybe a 6 or 7 hole. I don't know. It's an AL. AL's hard to watch, and it's kind of hard to deal with the greatest experiment in the history of sports. You know, the designated hitter is not actually a rule. It's still listed as experiment.
Interesting.
In other Anaheim naming news, the Ducks are set to drop Mighty from their name. The Mighty Ducks of Anaheim announced they will officially change their name to the Anaheim Ducks at the start of 2006-2007
Emilio Estevez has been seen in his closet crying.
NHL also said it's evaluating possible changes to its logo and uniforms. I think the greatest day for Disney was when they had the Angels and the Ducks under one moniker. Unfortunately, money just leaks and hemorrhages from sports teams. The only people making any money off of sports teams are television stations.
Well, and the athletes. You know, they're making the money because, first off, they play a few years. They don't have to claim any home place, you know, because no one... Yeah, sure, you may play for Anaheim, let's say. Just you'll play for the Ducks, but you actually live in, like, Calgary. I mean, I'm just saying, whoa, I forgot I had that loaded up in there.
Yeah, they don't... taxes do get them, but one thing you have to remember, too, there are some guys that have played for 4 or 5 years, can't even reach down to pick up their kids because the pain in their back
the pain
is
in
so
their back.
Much.
You know, and another thing is the fact that most of these players, you know, they play for so many years, then they go in the free agent.
That kills me. I hate free agency. Whatever happened to team loyalty?
There is
bringing that up with Johnny Damon.
You know, and that's the thing. There is, when Johnny Damon moved, there isn't. It's again a slap in the face. There is no team loyalty. When you think of certain athletes, you think of the team that they stayed with from onset to the retirement.
1957, Jackie Robinson takes retirement over a trade from the Dodgers to the Giants.
You know, I mean, let's take a look at, well, you know, Jackie Robinson. Let's think about football. I say John Elway. You say
Dan Marino.
Not as in a person. I say John Elway. You think he plays for...
Oh, he plays for the Broncos.
You say Dan Marino.
That plays for the Dolphins. I mean...
You say, you know...
Even he's changed teams a couple times. You say Jerry Rice. I will always think of him playing with the Niners.
Yes, always think of him playing with the 49ers.
That kind of loyalty just doesn't exist anymore. And you can't really blame... Well, you know, you can. People say, oh, you can't blame the athletes for the money. But you know what? It's got to be about more than the money. It's got to be about the game. And I think that these guys have forgotten the fact that they get paid to play a game.
Yes. A game that gymnasiums and football fields and baseball fields or people...
And streets and alleys and dirt lots.
And for years as a kid growing up, I played basketball in my neighborhood. We had a hoop at the apartment complexes I always lived in.
I played stickball in the street, you man. Know,
they're just playing a game.
And these guys are taking the money over it. And I think you need to have... you need to have loyalty to the team. And, you know, it's sad to see players changing teams and teams changing cities and coaches moving around. I think, you know, it's sickening to me that it's more about the business of sports.
You know,
than the game.
Will say this. Look, I mean, let's look. You mentioned coaches. Mike Ditka.
Oh, going to the Saints was a horrible idea. He should
have
ended his
horrible.
Career in Chicago.
Done. But
Jim Tracy was the perfect coach for LA, and what happens? Well, you know, we don't like him, we're going to cut him, and then the GM fired the next week. It's a sad state, but
Buddy Baker, the Cubs.
Well, I thought you.
No.
I thought you were talking about the lounge lizard for a second.
No. But what I'm saying is, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. That's one thing that, you know, with sports. You know, I'll sit and watch SportsCenter, and I'll watch a few things. I don't get tied into it because what's there to get tied into? There is no brand loyalty anymore. And I am saying brand loyalty because you could take it through a lot of different paces. You could take it in auto racing. You could take it in athletics and sports. You know, where I think that we actually still see some sort of loyalties, maybe. Nope, not even there. I just realized not even there. I was going to say in like sports like bicycling. Nope.
No, you don't even have that now because players change the teams that they're on. And, oh, well, he's the backup man. You know, yeah. It's ridiculous.
You know, and that's just it. You know, there is no loyalty. There is, and there's still the competition. I will grant you that. You know, like in automotive sports and things of that nature. Oh,
I think
I'm looking at the time.
The only people who are loyal in sports are the fans, and even then it's fair weather. People who are bandwagoning, oh, wearing the black and gold now. Oh, yeah, I've been a fan for years of the Steelers. You know, whatever. Guys, Red Sox fans, Dodger fans, Cub fans. No, not even so much Dodger fans. If you stick with a team that long, you know pain.
Yeah, exactly. And if you actually stick with them and, you know, keep going.
God bless the Red Sox Nation. Those are the most diehard fans I've ever met in my life.
And they finally got what was due to them, finally.
Bucky fucking Dent.
Anyhow, looks like that time, folks.
That time.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
I've been your host, Trencher.
And I've been Murphy.
We have a few thanks to give out to everybody out there listening, and then some. We have to say a big thank you to LV Rocks for allowing us to play in their studio and put on this awesome, awesome show. Want to say a big thank you to all of our syndicates. Mega Rock Radio, Flash FM, Livid Radio, KC Host. Don't forget, if we're not live,
you'll find us in the archive
at podcast.lbrocks.com. Also want to say a big thank you to all our friends, All Star Villains, Ars Anime, Daily Noise, Subject to Discussion, VFTP. And now, last but not least, let's say mad props to Airwolf Claude X, 40. Jenny, Little Timmy, Scope. Stinky Rock Colon, and Virtual One. Thank you for hanging out with us. We almost missed it. Thanks for Murphy for reminding me.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody gets a
Mad Props. Thanks a lot, kids. We'll catch you next week.
Till then, spankwagon.net.
Retard.